And now, back to the news.
Good news to start with, as Norwich City confirmed that 90% of their first team staff are double jabbed. Although the COVID story gets darker with news that schools across Norfolk have been sent threatening letters by anti-vaxxers. But in a disaster such as this pandemic, there are always good news stories. And we finish with a story about a new shop in Norwich for people who've been hard hit by the last 2 years. John starts with that news about Norwich City.
More than 90% of Norwich City's first team staff have been double jabbed, the club says. Head of first team operations, Johnny Martin, confirmed 50% of staff have also received their third jab. The news comes after the Canaries' trip to West Ham United was called off due to a high number of players testing positive for the virus. With Leeds United against Arsenal, the only Premier League match not called off due to COVID on Saturday. Norwich City stars Kieran Dahl, Sam Byram and Adam Eder received their booster COVID jabs at a vaccination centre last week. And Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group thanked the Canary Stars for taking up the jab. NHS nurse Susan Glegg said, "They're a role model that younger people will be following. They'll see that they've been here today, and they're going to think, well, if they can do it, so can we. We've been very honoured to have them here today."
A supermarket with a difference will be opening next year to help people struggling with rising living costs. The Community Hub, which will sell fresh fruit and vegetables, meat, dairy and pre-prepared food at affordable prices, will open in March next year in what used to be Pat's Cafe in Hall Road, Norwich. It is the idea of The Feed, a not-for-profit social enterprise which already has cafes at Norwich University of the Arts, in Waterloo Park, in Prince of Wales Road, and at Beauthorpe's Kettle Foods Factory. Proceeds from these enterprises then fund projects to help vulnerable people. Lucy Parrish, the Chief Executive Officer of The Feed, said, "It will be a dignified food support service that provides routes into other support services to prevent the need for emergency food provision. In the long term, we will receive referrals from food banks where people can access food and support services. This includes advice on people struggling with debt, employment and budgeting, and it is hoped that this help can help people out of financial problems." Mrs. Parrish added, "Norwich is quite an affluent area, but it also has extreme inequalities of division where people live in deprived areas. People are struggling to afford the price of food. The prices of everything have gone up, and we are seeing firsthand the impact of that. We have seen an increase in demand in general since COVID." She said the supermarket, mostly to be run by volunteers, would be a welcoming experience for people. "It will be run through a membership scheme where people pay a certain amount to join, and it is hoped shoppers can move on once they have become more financially stable." Mrs. Parrish said people who were struggling varied, but included families and people starting out in a new home. "It is being supported by Norwich City Council, and it's hoped that it will become self-funding."
A large number of schools in Norfolk have been targeted by anti-vaccination groups who've sent letters threatening legal action over children being given COVID jabs. Following the spate of letters, education bosses at Norfolk County Council have moved to reassure schools and offer them support. Council bosses say the letters come from various sources and have also been posted to County Hall and to Dr. Louise Smith, the Council's Director for Public Health. A County Council spokesman said some of the letters claim to be threats of legal action over vaccinations, with 12 to 15-year-olds getting their jabs in school. The Council has urged schools to speak to their legal advisers about those letters.